Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Grace View, a discussion forum of life-enriching topics that pertain to family, men, philosophical perspectives, women, and singles. The Grace View is a production of John Davis Marshall and the Solomon Society. The Grace View may be heard live Monday through Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-989-0722, or it can be heard at any time online at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Grace View. Now, stay tuned for today's episode of Sincere Singles. If you have a question or comment, please dial the number 1 on your phone and we will give you the opportunity to speak.
Good evening, everyone. I apologize for the technical difficulties, but I believe we're up and running now. This is your host, Robert McFall. I hope to have my LTC singles online as well here shortly. It's just one of those things where we have to overcome some technical difficulties. But we go along and continue this, I start off off the bat what we talked about last month, where we talked about platonic friendships and how platonic friendships is important, relationships is important when it comes to doing God's work and doing and the many ministries that we are that we're in when we do these things. I just want to read something real quick, which I go as far as doing an overview of what we talked about last week. Last month. Basically, I'm going to give you the definition of a platonic love, which we found in Google. Platonic love and platonic friendships are marked by the absence of physical or sexual desire. Plato did acknowledge physical desire, though, that if two people truly inspire each other, their spiritual or ideal love will bring them closer to God. And I just take that as two people truly inspire each other. Their spiritual ideal love. Spiritual. When we have a platonic relationship, we allow the spirit within us to be able to move forward together doing God's ministry. That will help us to do what God has asked us to do. The spirituality part of it really grows more and more as we come closer to, as brothers and sisters, and that's what God wants us to do as far as spiritual guidance, having that spiritual love for one another as brothers and sisters, because we are supposed to be in the spirit, not in the flesh. I also looked up something which kind of makes sense, to which I think if we take this, if we both, as male and as brothers and sisters, take this kind of attitude, we could probably continue to move forward in having a platonic relationship within the body, to which we can help the body to grow, the ministries to grow, and to do what God has asked us to do. And that is, looked this up in Google as well, platonic relationship. When a woman officially declares a man to be in her friend zone, the man says, "I love you." The woman says, "I love you too." The man leans in for a kiss. The woman reacts magically, turns into a hug. "You're such a great friend." Then the man says, is now in a forced platonic relationship. Basically, I take that as you're doing what God has you're changing the, you're taking control of the situation. As an individual, you look at this individual as a friend. You look at this person as the person that you can help grow in ministry, help grow, just do marvelous things as friends, so that you guys can connect. So the other person's mind is straight on, I want to hook up with you, da-da-da-da, but you switch that situation. You don't allow the situation to control you. You control the situation. So basically, I look at that as if we both, as brothers and sisters, take that situation as a whole and use that to where we can grow the ministry and not allow our feelings, the flesh, to take control, we can do great things. Now, as I move on, as far as the definition, we go further into the blurred, which we talk about blurred lines, which basically the blurred lines can distract us from what we're trying to do as having a platonic friendship with one another, which of course is making sure that we make sure we have an absence of the physical or sexual desires within. And then we also talked about how some would use deceptions and have different motives when it comes to having a platonic friendship or relationship where they're out to do more things. They're out to do things that is not quite where it needs to be or where it should be in that type of atmosphere. Then we also talked about different relationships. We also talked about how we need to turn the people down, as I just gave you an example. And we also talked about how people play games with each other. And then also go into how the devil loves to cause these issues and problems within the body, because when he's able to cause these problems in the body, we're not able to truly focus on what God wants us to do, and that can bring down relationships, that can bring down ministries, that can break down a lot of things. So as I try to catch you guys up to speed on the platonic relationship, on how we should do things and how we should, you know, somewhat have a true platonic relationship within the body. Let's kind of dive more into this as to why we should have a platonic relationship. And the reason why I look at this why part as having a platonic relationship, the why part of it to me is something where you can, with a platonic relationship, you can, as we talked about before, help the ministry to grow, do God's work. You can reach out to more individuals and get them baptized in the body without having a motive of doing different things. And why should we do that? Because this also helps our sisters, which our sisters, I think, well, our brothers too can get caught up in this, but I know our sisters do get called on this a lot, where when they go out to when they go out to search for souls and minister to them and bring them back, I won't say minister to them, but teach, you know, take the gospel to them, to which they can bring them to the church to be baptized or hear the word so they can change their life, they have to keep their heads focused, because some men out there in the world would take that as, oh, I'm hooking up with this girl. I'm about to smash this girl. I'm about to do this and do that. So in some ways, the sisters do have to, why we have to have a platonic relationship, the sisters have to be more than focused on doing these things. And that goes the same for the brothers. the brothers have to do the same thing, because yes, it's easier for a sister to grab another woman to bring her into the body, and it's easier for a man to bring another man into the body. But sometimes we will find ourselves in a position to where if we're in a situation where there's a woman that is a single mom that's seeking to find a church or looking to do something, well, that's that in the, you know, now you have to have that mindset to which I gotta stay focused to bring the gospel to her to where it should be brought. And then be strong enough, my brothers, strong enough to be able to withstand any advances, any flirtations, anything that would cause the problem of you bringing the gospel to that individual to which they can be added to the body, which you can get God's word there. And that's the same with, and that goes the opposite way with the women, with our sisters, making sure that the man, you know, advances. So I think platonic relationships, that's the reason why we need to have them, because it grows the church, it strengthens the church, or should I say the congregation, because we are the church, but it strengthens the body, and it grows the body to which we can be one as whole going forward, not having no distractions, not having no temptation, not having these things that will cause us to stumble. And I'm not saying that, I know some people say, well, I need to find me a man. I need to find me a woman. I need to do this and that. We're not discounting all that, but there's a time and place for those things. And being a time and place for those things, we have to be able to understand that we need to do better and focus in on what God wants us to do. So as we do these things, we need to stay focused on that. So as a platonic relationship goes, there's no physical or sexual desires. And as we grow the body, we need to strengthen that body and do what God has asked us to do. And there's many things that's out here that needs to be done, and we can't move forward. It's like a machine. In order for the machine to work, all the other parts have to work together in sequence. And we can't work together in sequence. That machine can't work together in sequence if there's problems going on with the other parts. So I look at it as we need to, you know, that platonic relationship, that's the reason why. How do we go about doing it? Well, the way to go about doing it, I think, as in making sure that we keep Christ in the forefront, keeping God on our minds, keeping God in the midst of our conversations, keeping God within everything that we do. Because as easy as it is for us to get caught up with our feelings, with the flesh, with what we see with our eyes, we can get ourselves caught up in those things, which we have to be careful of and everything. So I think, though, as we continue to focus on these things, we have to stay ideally focused on that. So that's what I'm coming up with as far as how I'm trying to come across. If anybody has any questions or comments or concerns, just dial the number one on your phone, and I would love to hear you guys speak, make a comment or concern, and hopefully some of my brothers and sisters will be online to chime in. If not, we continue to go on. I also look at this as an avenue in which we can continue to do what God has asked us to do in the body. We need to also have relationships where we stay outside of places where it would cause us to stumble. Because Christ was tempted by the devil in multiple different ways during that time frame. We also can be tempted by the devil in different ways. So we So I believe we need to stay focused on that to where we are able to do what God has asked us to do and not get caught up in that. So when it comes to having a platonic relationship with your brothers and sisters, I think we should not find ourselves not many of times, and it should be none of the times, but every now and then that, you know, you can have lunch with your brothers and sisters, you know, which, you know, you guys talk about different things. But you should not find yourself on a continuing basis having a one-on-one conversation together just by yourselves, because sooner or later, those things, because we're only human, could catch to which we are start having feelings for one another and doing things that, and getting caught up in things that we shouldn't be getting caught up in. So I think, as well, we need to understand that we have to continue to stay focused on these things and not getting so caught up in what we shouldn't be doing. So when I say that, we should have group outings where it is our brothers and sisters together, a number of us, which we can all sit down and conversate and have fun together. That's why as singles, you know, we look to see what we are doing as far as activities, and that's foremost. Like if we go bowling, if we go to the movies or whatever, it's not a one-on-one thing where you can get caught up in something that you don't need to be caught up in. So I think, though, that when you look at that, that's something that we have to do, and I think that's how we can platonic relationship. One, keep God in the midst of everything that you do when it comes to you and your brother or you and your sister, opposites, when you're on a one-on-one meeting or on the phone, because keeping God in the midst will keep everything neutral, and God can neutralize anything and everything that the devil tries to toss in. Then two is to truly have, when it comes to activities, having activities where there's multiple brothers and sisters around, where we all are together, gathering around, having fun together, a good brother and sisterly fun time. Because if you look at it, if we don't have that, if we don't do those things, then we can get caught up in something that we shouldn't be getting caught up in. And that's where things can happen. Now, of course, in a group setting, things can move forward, and you might find somebody that you like. That's normal. That's human nature. But how to keep a platonic relationship on a friend level, have a group setting where you're all together having fun, and that's the way that you can keep it. Because if not, you have a one-on-one activity where you guys go somewhere, dinner, something like that, and if you're not mature enough and you do it on a continuous basis, then the devil can slip in and do those things. So I think that when you look at that, that's what we got to do. It's hard. We all say, well, I can do it. I can do it. I'm friends. That's my brother in Christ. That's my sister in Christ. But just like we talked about last month, where how some people have motives. Some people have motives in getting closer to you. And they use those different activities to get closer to you to where they can trip you up and you can get caught in something that you shouldn't be getting caught up in. So I think right there, as a whole, we need to stay strong and not get so tied into what is around us and how we can, you know, stay focused on that. So that's another thing to which I think that we can do to keep us going and everything else. If anyone has any comments or concerns or questions, please dial the number 1 on your phone, and I would love to hear from you. You can make a comment. There's no wrong answer. So as we continue on, and we talked about how you can kind of stay away from that, and we talked about why it is important to have a platonic relationship, we can all grow. Just give me a second here. I'm looking for my notes here. Because I don't want to jump too far into the conversation here. And it's always good to have somebody to feedback off of. As a platonic relationship continues on, and how we develop that, how do we develop a platonic relationship? I think I said it the best when I say that, you know, if we stay focused and have God first in our lives, we can actually have that platonic relationship, and we can be able to talk about things and do those things. So how? It's the basic theorem. How do you become friends? You know, when you go to school, you come up and say, hi, how you doing? My name is this and that, and you become friends. That's how you do it. You know, you exercise those things. So I think if you exercise those activities when we come together as a group, as we exercise those things when at church on Sundays, when we come together to worship God and spirit and in truth, and how, and then on Wednesdays, those are the things and ways how you can exercise on how to become, how to have platonic relationship with your brothers and sisters in Christ, because of the fact that your mindset should be on God. That's the foremost. If we keep our mindset focused on God, then we can earnestly keep a relationship, a friendship, in a platonic state, where things won't be Mr. Screw as different things. As I go over my notes here, and we talked about platonic relationships, I think that God also helps us if we get caught up in something, a way out of getting too deep into something that would cause problems. Like in James, diverse temptations and how, you know, we can grow from those things and be able to focus. So I know we talked about why. We talked about why we should do those things and how we develop those things. Something to where I think that as we focus more on doing God's will, we can earnestly do what God wants us to do. I've heard throughout the body from different places where how different things can be misconstrued and how people can earnestly corrupt a church or corrupt people in doing things. Because, you know, a lot of sisters talk about how this one brother, you know, just want to do this, want to do that. And it's just, you know, a lot of things where we can get caught up in the wrong things that we should not get caught up in. And that's where how we can break down and ruin a good platonic relationship. I use this as an example. And this is something where I think how platonic relationships can work. I use this as an example. I was talking to one of my sisters in North Carolina, and I asked her, How do we, you know, I just reached out. I didn't know that she was going to call me. I thought it was somebody else. I didn't know who was going to call me. But she reached out to me, and we talked about how to build a page on Facebook and how we are able to, you know, ask us what the do's, don'ts, and all that stuff. If we did not know how to have a platonic brother and sisterly friendship with Michael Beck, and we've never met each other, we never talked, this is the first time talking and everything, and we actually conversated throughout that whole, you know, period of time back and forth, if the mindset, and there you go, the mindset is not focused on that, then either she or myself can have ruined a conversation that was meant to help me as an individual to put up a singles ministry page, which that would help up my congregation. So, and I would never got the information. I would have never known how to do this, that, and pass on the information. That would have ruined that whole thing. Within that, our mindset, the mindset has to be focused. And the Bible talks about how we need to renew our minds. Every day we have to renew our minds when it comes to different things like that, dealing with our brothers and sisters, to keep a platonic relationship going. We have to, that's another how we can keep a platonic relationship the way it needs to be, renewing our minds. Renewing our minds to where we can stay focused on that, because if the flesh is weak, if the mind is weak and the flesh is strong, it can take over the mind and we wind up doing things that we, saying things and doing things that we shouldn't be saying and doing. So renewing our minds each and every day is something to which we need to do to keep ourselves focused, to keep the conversation focused, and to keep the devil out of the midst of those things. That's how you can keep a platonic relationship going at a time when you find yourself in a situation that might not be good, or it might turn out to be going the wrong way, or just, period, just having a conversation, renewing your mind. And I also believe that by renewing your mind and keeping your mind focused on the task at hand, we can, another way to go about doing that as far as keeping a platonic relationship is pray before you start having this conversation or having a discussion about different things, and asking God to be in the midst of different things, because of the fact that if you're not able to keep these things going as far as in the conversation when you discuss things, when you hang out or do whatever, because, you know, like I said, stay prayed up. It's one of those things where that's when God can, when God's in the midst, God can control that and deter that one person. Like in that little verbiage that I just read on that scripture where we talked about how you can, how the woman took control of the situation, and instead of when the man leaned over to give her a kiss, automatically, not magically, even though that's what it said, but we all know that's God in the midst, God helped her and gave her the strength to turn that situation around and give that brother a hug and say, I love you too, my friend, or you know, whatever she said there. And she put that there. She didn't, because we got to be careful how we use words. Words can be damaging. As we all know as Christians, that there's power in the tongue. And when there's power in the tongue, that's where things can go awry in anything. So the words that you use in conversation can control a situation by just using certain words. Or you can damage a friendship, a relationship, a situation, a discussion, a meeting by the words you use. If you allow your words to be flirtatious, if you allow your words to mean different things that can be taken the wrong way, that you looking for more of a close-knit relationship with this individual, you can cause problems that way. And that's where and then that's where things can go wrong. But if you use your tongue, the words that come off your tongue, in a way to which you try to keep it spiritual, the devil won't be able to get in, or there won't be no wiggle room for the devil to get in to cause any problems to miscued or to clout the situation, to where instead of being having a platonic friendship with this individual, and now you find yourself in a relationship with the individual. Just by the words you just said, you went ahead and you leaned on to that person more than you should have. So, yes, we have to be careful on how we do things and say things. If anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns, please dial #1 on your phone, and I would love to hear from you. And if anybody had any comments or concerns, just dial #1. As we continue on, as I discussed the how to keep the relationship and everything, trying to stay focused, stay on track here. We talked about how, you know, renewing your mind, watching your speech, controlling your tongue, controlling the environment that you're in. Because sometimes we can get into it, we can find ourselves in an environment where, like I said again, to which if you one on one with somebody on a continual basis at their house, at a quite lit, or in areas where you should not be in, then you can, in some kind of way, fashion or form, set the mood for something that's not really meant to be set. So to keep that platonic relationship, that's what you need to do. And that also keeps both of you guys honest and focused. Because like we said before, you got those that have different motives, that has different things to cause, you know, they're doing things for all the wrong reasons. And when you do everything all for the wrong reasons, God knows those reasons that you have, and is that meant for any good, it's not going to prosper. And that's the whole thing, the whole situation is not going to prosper. But and that way, and then that onus, you can cause problems with your brothers and sisters in Christ. So we have to stay focused on that. And like I say, with the wise, because we want the ministry, we want the body to grow. And with that why again, which I told you, which I already discussed on a positive note, but on a negative note, why is because you don't want to destroy your relationship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. You don't want to cause strife. You don't want to cause mischief. You don't want to cause things that would tear down the body, tear down the brotherhood or the sisterhood, and cause things that we should not allow ourselves to get caught up in. That's the why and that's the how. I think that's much as what I got to talk about tonight and everything. As I look over my notes, and I would love for us to be able to continue on with this topic. I got a call on the air.
Call it dialing 7496. You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Hey, bro. I was agreeing with what you were saying. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
This is Elaine from Lim County Church of Christ. And
yes.
I agree. Can you hear me? Because I'm in Bay Meadows. It's like in and out.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So I was agreeing with you in the parts that I could hear. When we are brothers and sisters in Christ and we remain platonic, it's easier to encourage a person if they look at you in a brotherly and sisterly level. If that person is looking at you in a sexual level or a different level, their respect level goes down, and that can hinder their growth in Christ. If they, you know, if they look to one person for encouragement and that person is being unChrist-like towards them, that can hinder their growth within Christ.
Yeah, you said a mouthful right there, and that's something to which I didn't quite have it on my notes there, but I really appreciate you helping me out there, bringing that up. That's something to where, yes, you can hinder a person's growth spiritually and mentally because of the fact that if one person is not is that receiving that in that type of way, now you're running them off. And that way you cause a lot of problems with that individual, and you can chase that person out of the church like we talked about last month, chasing people out of the church because you cannot, you know, your mind is focused on something else and not being platonic the way it should be. And once again, it's not that, yes, we're all looking for a spouse, but there's always a time and place for that. But if your sister or brother comes to you in a brotherly and sisterly way for advice, for encouragement, for different things, and your mindset is on something totally way different than that, now you damage your credibility with that brother and sister. And just like you said, now they, you know, don't look at you in a kind of way because they're like, oh, wow, she's been looking at me like that. And I don't know. I can't go to that person. I trusted that person, but I can't really give it that person. So, yeah, you can cause problems that way. So, yeah, we need to stay focused on that. I really appreciate that comment there, sis, and I'll keep you unmuted there if you have any other comments or concerns there, sis. And I like what my sister just said is about encouragement. When we have a platonic relationship, and I'm going to dive more into that, when we have a platonic relationship, that's where your brothers and sisters can call on you when they have an issue. They can call on you when they say, I need a prayer. They can call on you to do different things. So that's another reason why that we need platonic relationships within the body, because the body cannot function if the flesh is running loose within the body. It would be destroyed and be destroyed, and well, the body won't be destroyed. God would just cut it off. So I truly believe that we all don't want to be cut off by God and be cut off altogether. But basically, the body will not function, and it can die off very easily and quickly if that's the case. So yes, encouragement is another good thing, and that's in line with the spirituality of keeping your relationship spiritual and not fleshy. So if anybody else has a comment or concern, just dial the number 1 on your phone, and we would love to hear from you. Like I said again, there's no right or wrong answer with this. This is something where I would love to just chop up some talk where we can discuss this and understand this. If you're in the Jacksonville area, come next month, 18th, if my calendar is correct, on the 18th of September, good month, excellent month, we will at LTC, Church of Christ, will be having a, it won't be a gospel revival, but we have a brother coming from St. Petersburg, which will have a singles outing that evening where the brother will be talking to us a little bit about platonic relationships and more than, you know, more than just that, but that's going to be somewhat of the piece that we're that we would like him to talk about, and that's what he'll be discussing. So if anybody's in the Jacksonville area, September 18th, congregation, singles, singles around, bring a friend, and just let's hear this brother speak on these different things, because as singles, we need to be encouraged. We need to have that that stimulant of conversation, that stimulant of nurturing our spirituality, to which we can grow more and understand each other more and everything. And another thing, you know, like my sister said, you know, that word encouragement is a big thing that you can come, that you can get out of that. But you can also get out of that is not just encouragement, but just growth. But she just said, if I can't look at you in a way that I should because of you not wanting to have that spirituality, that can cause problems. And that way to which now instead of me growing in the body, I can come to you, ask me what does this scripture means, what does, can you help me with this understanding of this lesson and different things, we can cause multiple problems with that individual. Now that individual can't grow because they're looking at you wrong, especially if you're head of a ministry, which they go to now, they don't want to go to it no more, and so they back away from it. And when they back away from those ministries, now the ministry doesn't grow. So I think we learned a lot from this. I'm not going to keep us any longer that we need to be kept, but I do want to say that I appreciate my sister for calling in and helping me out along the way. It's just one of those things where I think that as we grow, I want us to be able to focus more on what we need to do as brothers and sisters in Christ. So, once again, we will be talking about this topic next month as well on the second Friday, which I know this is the first Friday. We had to move that because we had the Youth Valley going on next weekend. But next month, on the second Friday, we'll be having our discussion again, which we'll do part three of this. And I pray and hope that we won't have no technical difficulties. And at the same time, I have all my brothers and sisters with us, which we can truly dive into this and dig into this deeper. And plus, we'll have, and if anybody's in the Jacksonville area, just come on down and see us at LTC. We're right off of 95. Lim Turner's. Right off of Lim Turner, off of 95, and come see us that evening. I believe that's 7:30. We have some food and refreshments, and all singles are invited, and you can get a nice, good spiritual food fed spiritually and physically during that evening. So. Once again, I want to close out in a word of prayer before we close out and everything so we can have a good evening. Father God, gracious Father, I want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for allowing me to be able to present a lesson that, or a topic that was able to encourage somebody. I want to appreciate my brothers and sisters for helping me with this, even if they're not on the phone. They're just here in spirit. I appreciate them. For everything they've done, And Father God, I pray that we continue to do what you asked us to do, and you continue to help me to grow even more, to do just that, dear Father. Be an encourager to every person that I come across, dear Father. Father God, just continue to be with all of us this evening, dear Father, and pray that you continue to uplift us, continue to keep us spiritually fed, to which we are able to do the things that you call us to do, and continue to bless us in many different ways, dear Father. And we also ask that you please give us a nice, lovely, sunny day tomorrow where we have our cookout and be able to fellowship with one another tomorrow morning and afternoon. We come to you with this prayer in your Son's holy, divine name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all have a blessed evening and enjoy.
Amen.
Good evening.
This episode of Sincere Singles has been brought to you by the Solomon Society. If this episode has blessed you, why not bless your friends? Send them this online address, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Grace View, so that they can hear what you have just heard. And to ensure the continuation of this ministry, please make a tax-deductible donation to the Solomon Society. You may text your donation to 404-620-2455 or donate online at www.solomonsociety.xyz. Thanks for listening, and may the wisdom of God be forever in you.